Training takes place 3 times a week at this solar ice rink. It is here at Kenya's Ponari Sky Center that the Kenya Ice Lions, the first ice hockey team in Kenya, was formed. Team Kobe moved to Nairobi from Ottawa in 2010 to work for the Canadian High Commission. Several months later, he would help train and coach Kenya's first ice hockey team.
Years ago, a few of the Kenyans really wanted to take it up, step it up a notch, play a lot more seriously, attract more people, and get into real hockey games. So we took it on with a few other Americans, Canadians, Slovaks, Swedes, and others. We started helping out a bit, but soon it didn't take long for the Kenyans to take it all over themselves.
Up to last year, the Ice Lions still did not have another team to play. So the Canadian restaurant chain Tim Hortons brought members of the team to play their first real game against a team of firefighters from Toronto. 18-year-old Gideon Mutua was part of the team, and he says ice hockey has changed his life forever.
My biggest dream is to play in NHL, whereby you get paid just to play. So, but one day I think my dream will be fulfilled.
It is in the young players where the future of Kenya ice hockey lies.
This used to be about 10, 12 Kenyans playing. Now we're up to around 30. At least half of them are young. And when I say young, I mean under 15, which is really good for the sport in the future.
Alibaba and Tim Hortons have provided sponsorship and equipment to the team. Support for the team has also come from Finland, Sweden and Czechoslovakia. While the Ice Lions still have no other team to compete against at home, there is hope that things may change in the future as a new generation continues to embrace the game. Rael Ombur for VOA News, Nairobi.